Good morning, Felix.
G'day, Darren. Great to be with you.
Minister for several things. Let's go through the portfolio. So these are very important ones for a start. Police, fire and emergency management. Also resources and Minister for Skills, Training and Workforce Growth. That's quite a lot to do, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big job, but look, at the same time, it's a big opportunity to make an impact on some of the issues that are really critical for our community.
All right, well, let's start with police, fire and emergency management. Now, that's a very big responsibility, particularly in situations where, you know, we've had floods and we've had fires around Tasmania. Basically, in a nutshell, you're the person who's responsible for getting funding and coordinating police and emergency services and fireys and make sure that they've got everything that they need to do their job properly. Would that sum it up?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as a lot of people know, we've got a really outstanding team in terms of police, fire and emergency management. Obviously, the other big part is the police keeping our community safe on a day-to-day basis. There's so many good people that respond in a time of crisis or in a time of need in our community. So my job as minister is to make sure that they've got the support that they need to keep our community safe, to respond in times of crisis, and really, you know, show the best of the Tasmanian spirit when it comes to that kind of adversity.
Let's move on to resources. So basically, that's mining portfolio, is it?
Yeah, so mining and forestry,
right?
Which, as a lot of people know, is a big area of interest for me. In my former life, spent time working on mine sites, living in mining communities here on the West Coast. And so for me, these portfolios are hugely important to the work that I've been doing as a local member because, you know, mining and forestry, that's really the backbone of jobs on the northwest, west coast and King Island. So if we can continue to provide those opportunities for young people getting their start in life and, you know, really making some good career moves, then I think we'll be going down the right track. I really want to grow both those industries and make sure that there's a bright future for them here in Tassie because they make up more than 60% of our state's exports. So, you know, to be able to take that on and really advocate for those industries is, you know, an exciting opportunity.
What's your feeling on Tarkine?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, in terms of development, you know, I'm a big believer that we need to make sure that we're developing our mining areas, as a lot of people know, that sort of Arthur Pyman area, hugely mineral resource rich, and there are a lot of opportunities there. You know, our biggest mine is based in that area. So I'm a believer that, you know, Tassie has some of the best environmental protections in the world, but more than that, you know, that means that we can facilitate the mining of some of the, you know, really critical minerals for the future of our state and our country. If we can do that here in Tasmania, under, you know, some of the best rules in the world, then I think we should be. And if we can be providing jobs and opportunities for young people here in Tasmania, then yeah, I'm a big believer that yeah, we should be supporting those resource industries.
You mentioned training there, so your portfolio as well, skills training and workforce growth. Well, that sort of goes hand in hand with what you were just talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And look, this is something I'm just so passionate about. You know, I often say, you know, the reason why I got into politics was so that young people could get an apprenticeship. And being able to facilitate that, you know, it set me up for life. I'm a plumber and gas fitter. And for people to be able to get the training that they need so that they can then get the jobs that they want is just so critical for the future of our state, for the next generation. And we've got a lot of really good things happening in the training space. There's a big opportunity, I believe, to make sure that our training providers are working with industry and working with students to get the most out of that so that we're teaching our young people the skills that they're actually going to need to take on, you know, the jobs that are available now. Because as everyone knows, it's, you know, there's jobs chasing people. In the past, sometimes that's been people chasing jobs. Mm. So to be able to upskill people to take that on is a big opportunity for our state and our young people.
So how do you think the TAFE situation is going in Tassie generally?
Yeah, look, as someone that, you know, I've sort of needed to use vocational education to advance my career as a tradie in the past. I think it's really important that we're making sure that we've got the right investment in TAFE, where and setting up the right framework as well, so that young people can get relevant industry skills and experience. Teachers who are, you know, working on the tools or who've done that recently, so they've got the best opportunity to learn and grow in their trades or you know, fields of work. So there's some big big changes happening in TAFE and our vocational sector in general. And a lot of that is focused on making sure that TAFE operates a bit more like the businesses that it serves and puts young people at the centre of their learning, at the centre of learning in the vocational space in Tassie. So that's where I'm really looking, you know, as someone that's been on the tools, someone that's been involved in small business. You know, my dad was a plumber, worked in the same small family business when I was coming up as an apprentice. To be able to facilitate the growth of those students and the growth of those businesses is really where TAFE and vocational education in Tasmania needs to go, and that's something that I'll be really pushing.
All right. So how long have you been in politics now?
Yeah, so I'm coming up 2 years. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I started basically smack bang in 2020 during the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
So that in a way is a big opportunity too, because this is our time to recover and rebuild. We've got challenges at the state and the country, but we've also got massive opportunities. So yeah, for me, it's an interesting world to be emerging out of and now looking to grow in the future.
All right, good on you, mate. Well done. Congratulations and best of luck. And thanks for having a yarn this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Darren.